As the economy improves, will the Fed stay the course?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 72 points or 0.5% at 14,528. The Nasdaq also up 0.5% and same with the S&P 500. Markets in Europe also higher this morning, up 1.2% right now in Paris. FedEx said this morning its profits were down 31% last quarter thanks to a dip in the company's air freight express business. Well, the Federal Reserve will wrap up a two-day meeting today in Washington, which means we may get some more clues about just what the Fed plans to do with its monetary easing programs. Julie Niemann is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company, and she is with us from St. Louis to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so the Fed is going to look over the landscape of the U.S. economy right now, as they always do, and as they try to figure out what to do next with monetary policy. What do you think they see right now?
Well, the Fed's going to continue to stay the course here because it's really all about unemployment. Right now, we are headed in the right direction. It's not a robust unemployment report. It's the worst rate we've had in post-recessionary period we've ever had, but it's trending in the right direction, and that's the key thing. But the Fed is also looking at how fragile the economy is. The government shutdown is a possibility if Congress doesn't get the budget negotiations right. And we always have the next act going on in Europe. Russia is now learning about too big to fail in Cyprus. So with the fragility of the economy and the global economy, the Fed's going to stay the course. They don't want to do anything that can derail it.
But of course, one of the big beneficiaries of the Fed's low interest rate policy has been the housing market, which is starting to show signs of life. People can get a very low interest rate on their mortgages at the moment. Isn't that good news that the Fed will look at as it takes things into account?
Well, the housing rebound really is a positive thing. It's going to boost construction, which boosts incomes and purchasing availability for new homes. And you buy all the stuff that goes with a new home. And there is pent-up demand right now. We've had 5 years of more young adults entering the workforce, and families are moving out of shared arrangements, you know, out of mom and dad's basement. Rentals are rising so much that you can make a very good case for home ownership simply because of low prices and low interest rates. So this is going to continue to fuel it here, but this is no boom. This is no new bubble on the horizon. This is simply another thing that's going to move the economy ahead, and the Fed doesn't want to mess that up.
So you're seeing stay the course from the Fed for the moment.
Stay the course, and they'll give us plenty of warning if there's going to be any change in policy. They really know about transparency to the markets and letting the markets adjust.
Julie Niemann, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.